its current state on 90.5 FM, the nation's largest air carrier is hoping to make a landing in Lansing. American Airlines is petitioning the FAA to take over the daily route between the Capital Region International Airport and Reagan International Airport in Washington, D.C. That route is currently operated by Sun Country Airlines, which will leave Lansing in October. American also wants to expand service from Lansing to Chicago with three daily flights to O'Hare International Airport. The presence of American Airlines in Lansing could spur economic gains for the region. The Airport Authority and local businesses are supporting the carrier's proposal to take over the Lansing to D.C. circuit. Joining us to talk about it is Bob Selig, President and CEO of the Capital Region Airport Authority. Bob, welcome to Current State.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Remind us again why Sun Country is leaving Lansing.
Well, they claimed on their flights they just weren't making enough money. There weren't enough passengers on their aircraft. But probably the bigger reason is that they don't have alternate airplanes. They were using a large 737 airplane on that route. And for a startup route, it's helpful to use a smaller plane like American is proposing.
Why is American interested in serving Lansing?
Well, I think that, their hub, they have a hub in Washington, Reagan Airport. So this actually feeds their hub, and it benefits us because of that, because the service going in there won't be just for those folks going to Washington, D.C., but people who want to connect up and down the whole eastern part of the United States will be able to connect through Washington, D.C. to those other destinations. All of that, it makes it a much more economical and profitable situation for American.
Hmm. What will it take for American to get approval from the FAA for the Lansing to D.C. market?
Well, they've submitted an application for just to transfer what they call the slot exemption from Sun Country to American Airlines the 1st or 2nd of October. But to make that happen, the DOT FAA group that makes that decision wants to make sure that the community will actually support this service as it goes forward. So that's why we have initiated a pretty assertive letter writing campaign to kind of get out the vote, if you will, and let the whole region express their opinion on that and share it with FAA DOT.
Our guest today is Bob Selig, President and CEO of the Capital Region Airport Authority. We're talking about American Airlines' request to take over the route between Lansing and Washington, D.C. that will be vacated when Sun Country Airlines pulls out of the Lansing market. When does Sun Country service actually end in Lansing, Bob?
October 1st. October 1st will be the last flights.
American is also eyeing the Chicago market from Lansing. The carrier's proposing three daily flights from Lansing to O'Hare beginning early next year. Is Lansing to Chicago an underserved route?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You know, when American left here in 2000, I think we had 10 to 12 flights a day to Chicago, and now we're down to two or three. So the demand for air service, especially daily service in and out of Chicago, is really dried up, and most everybody's ended up in a car. So we're very excited. The community's pretty excited about getting that service back. And of course, they've got some of the largest international connections for our Michigan State University students, both from Europe, the Middle East, China, and Japan, and other areas in Asia. That's a primary port of entry for all of those folks.
Back to the D.C. Traffic, though. Historically, Bob, who flies from Lansing to D.C. and why?
Well, you have a combination of people. Certainly, you got state and local governments. You have businesses that have a reason to lobby Congress for legislation. You have other businesses like Emergent BioSolution, their corporate headquarters is in the Washington, D.C. area. And, of course, Michigan State University with all of their programs, specifically the FREB, the facility there, they are directly connected with the Department of Energy. So scientists coming in and out of town are not going to have to go to Detroit to get here with this type of service. They'll have service in here every day, and it'll have first-class service if they want that, which we haven't had for a long time, so that'll be nice.
If Sun Country leaves in October as scheduled, and American Airlines or any other carrier has not been approved to pick up the D.C. to and from flights, what would that gap in service do?
Well, the gap in service, we're not too concerned about that. There would be about 30 days, we think, until American can get fired up to start the service. Oh. Our bigger concern is that if DOT does not make the decision to give those or transfer those slots to American before Sun Country leaves, then those slots would be vacated, and we run the risk of other airlines pressuring the DOT to take over those slots, which may mean that Lansing wouldn't get them at all, and so that's why there's an urgency for people to write in to the DOT and the FAA to encourage them to make the decision before October 1st.
What about Sun Country's service to Mexico and other sunny, warm destinations here? What kind of impact is that going to have?
Well, they stopped flying to our international routes probably two, three years ago was the last time they actually flew those. We've had other airlines that have been flying Cancun, Puerto Vallarta, and other Caribbean destinations over the last couple of years. So that won't have an effect. Apple Vacations is still going to have a schedule this winter for those destinations as well.
I've got to ask you, Bob, about concern over drones near airports. It's in today's USA Today. I'll read straight from Bart Jansen's story here. Pilots from a variety of aircraft reported 650 drone sightings this year through August 9th, 650 compared with 238 sightings in all of 2014. How big a concern are drones near airports for you?
Oh, it's a major concern. I understand that people are interested in those. In fact, I'm intrigued with it too. But on the other hand, we got folks that are flying up, thousands of feet, and if those things hit an airplane, you could potentially take a plane down. So it's a serious matter. We have passed a ordinance here at the airport, and we're working with the City of Lansing, Michigan State University, and other agencies around the area to pass similar ordinances that says that details how and when you can fly those around the Lansing area, and I think you're going to see that across the country. FAA is going to step up, and they're going to get pretty serious about this.
We want to thank Bob Selig, President and CEO of the Capital Region Airport Authority. We've been talking about the end of Sun Country Airlines service here in Lansing, specifically from Lansing to Washington, D.C., and the prospect of American taking that over. Bob, thank you.
You're welcome.